Good Friday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Flash Briefing, brought to you by Stop the Hit Coalition. The back and forth between President Barack Obama and Russia over interfering in the U.S. elections is escalating. Russia plans to close an American school and pledged further actions after Obama's executive order. Our colleague Josh Gerstein has the latest on four well-known targets of President Obama's war on leaks asking for clemency. Edward Snowden and Chelsea Manning are among those asking for pardons or commutations. Retired Marine Corps General James Haas Cartwright is also in that group. But lawyers who follow Obama's approach to clemency applications say they face long odds, in part because of the intense scrutiny on hacking and leaks. Jeff Sessions is getting some help as he prepares for the confirmation process to try to become the next attorney general. Sarah Isgur-Flores, former deputy campaign manager for Carly Fiorina's presidential campaign, has joined the team set up to guide the Alabama Republican. On Capitol Hill, top Democrats are vowing a war against Republicans' sit-in response. John Lewis of Georgia and John Larson of Connecticut sent a letter to Speaker Paul Ryan likening his proposal to fine lawmakers up to $2,500 for live streaming floor protests to Putin's Russia. Tom Sold is now business community liaison to the Presidential Inaugural Committee, and a very happy birthday to Tammy Haddad. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.